In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
And now we go out to the River Islands guest line. Excited to have this conversation. OTA is underway. Kyle Shanahan spoke today. Some interesting stuff in there for sure. And brand new to the 49er beat, he's been doing Raiders stuff for years, and he's with The Athletic, is Vic Tafer. Vic, great to have you on, man. How you doing?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing fantastic and excited to chat this out with you. What's your reaction to the news about Ricky Pearsall and the hamstring injury?
Yeah, it's not good. I don't think it's overly concerning because he should be back by training camp. But clearly, a guy you're counting on, if he could step up, is a huge opening. But, yeah, I think it was a little bit of a surprise. But, again, it seems like he'll be fine by training camp. So no reason to go too crazy about it.
What is going to be accomplished between now and training camp when he can return? In other words, Vic, what are some of the things that they're going to miss out on not having him out there?
He's getting in sync, kind of getting guys on the same page. But I do think it worked out well for him because he worked out with Purdy in the offseason. They were throwing together, I think, in Florida and also in Arizona. So they had some time, you know, on task, those two guys. That's definitely the biggest thing is chemistry, getting guys, you know, the same page as routes and timing and where you like the ball, where he wants the ball, vice versa. So that stuff will come in time. But clearly you missed out on extra reps you could have gotten between now and then.
Vic, I'm seeing a lot of talk from you and Matt Barrows and Matt Maiocco about vibes, and everybody's talking about immaculate vibes. Give us a sense of what it feels like there, especially because there's no contract drama this offseason.
Well, I will say I think every team in the league has good vibes. Every team right now thinks they're going to be, you know, on the right track and definitely going to make the playoffs. Everything will come true. All their dreams will come true. But you have to. You can't not go into OTAs not thinking that. Otherwise, you'll be in for a miserable time. So I think with the Niners especially, they feel like the last year there was a lot of drama with the holdouts. They got those guys, the core's back. They got like the 7-8 guys who were the core for the next couple of years. So they feel like at that, a young, nice mix of young guys, their first 5 picks with defensive players who might be starters this year. So they like their draft, easy schedule. So more time off this past season because they went to playoffs so that their body could rest a little bit. So everything's looking good. Everyone's excited about where things are right now.
What do you think is going to be more impactful, Vic? And I'm asking you to kind of project it out, but you mentioned the 5 drafted defensive rookies. Will they have a bigger impact or just the fact that Robert Saleh is back calling the D?
Well, ideally, it's a combination, right? Ideally, Saleh picked these guys out because they remind them of guys he had in the past. The Niners are actually good on defense, so he thinks they can step in right away and make a contribution. So it looks like, you know, the picks all look like they're good picks. Look at the film, you have to call his coaches and scouts, and all things look like these guys will make a good fit. So I think we'll see how it goes in the training camp. Early impressions are good. Early impressions, they got something good here, and Saleh definitely is the right guy to bring the most out of them.
Vic Tafer, The Athletic, covering the Niners. OTAs are underway. Does this team need to sign another wide receiver?
I think so. I think Gabe Davis is in for a workout, I think, a couple weeks ago, and he's still a possibility. But now, especially with Pearsall out, you need a guy just in case. So I think there's guys in the market who could definitely help you out. And not big-time guys, but guys who have been around and know to make plays. I think you could probably also sign an offensive lineman, maybe, you know, to help out with that little depth chart. But they have money, plenty of cap space. They can make some moves if they want to.
The way you answered that suggests to me that Amari Cooper is too big of a name. Is that correct?
I don't know. I covered Coop, so I know Coop pretty well. I was surprised by how little of a factor he was last year in Buffalo. So I'm not sure where Coop is at right now. I would think a guy like Gabe Davis might be more, be a better fit, but you never know. I don't know where Amari's headspace is right now, what he wants to do as far as the role he's willing to take on.
What are your thoughts on DeMarcus Robinson and his ability to come in and fit in, assuming that he doesn't have to miss more than three games potentially for the DUI suspension?
Yeah, he's a real solid veteran guy. I think he definitely can come in and help you out. You mentioned the suspension possibility, which kind of looms over this team a little bit, but you saw him in practice. The guy's a pro's pro. He makes the plays you want him to make. He knows the offense. He was good with LA. So I think he's a nice piece, a guy you can count on if you need to when the things arise where you need another guy to step up.
Vic, Kyle Shanahan said that Christian McCaffrey is as healthy as he can be. And then I love the quote that you got from George Kittle about Christian. What's your thought right now on his health status and what we can expect this year?
I mean, there's no pads. There's guys running around today, like in the park, and he looked really good. I mean, like, he's like fast. He's like, you know, committed. He definitely fired up. So I think everything looks to be on schedule for him having a bounce back year. I think he's excited about it. So I think, you know, I'm sure it'll be a high pick in fantasy football this year. So we'll see how it all works out.
What's the overall depth of the running back room look like, in your opinion? Because, you know, McCaffrey is getting older. I think he'll be 30 this year. And so you lose Jordan Mason. Do they have legitimate guys behind him who can carry the load if CMC happens to miss?
I think so. I think I'm not great on pronunciation. I'm still getting this roster down. But is it Garendo that you said?
Yep.
He's a big kid, man. Looks like he, again, looked good today. And a guy who showed he can make some plays last year. I think he's one of the young guys I can turn to. Ideally, McCaffrey's the guy. So we're not going to hedge them and say, and jinx them and say he's not going to be back. And again, you don't need him back to where he was a couple of years ago. You don't need like the superstar McCaffrey, but if he's back at 80%, you know, catching the ball and running the ball well, I think you're in good shape.
Just a personal one, Vic. What's that like for you, having been with the Raiders for, I'm guessing, 20 years? I can't even remember the exact number, but then now you go to a new team. How much catch-up are you having to do?
It's kind of cool, man. It's been 15 years, and it's kind of like that. What's that TV show? Oh, the old rookie cop, the guy who's that's me. I'm the rookie old guy, kind of getting a new sort of swing of things, kind of learning my bearings. It's been kind of cool, kind of refreshing, nice change, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and I know it's only been a few days, Vic, but you can already tell the Niners organization's way better than the Raiders, right?
I'm not going to say that, but I will. I think I was on with my good friend Greg Papa recently. We're talking about how there's less clownish activity on this team, seems like. So I'll say that. There's not much of, right now, it seems like there's not much of a circus with this team.
Okay, that is kind of interesting. I mean, obviously, I was joking to a degree. But you do see sort of like a conceptual difference with the way the two organizations approach things?
Well, in fairness, the Raiders haven't won for like, you know, 20 years. So I think you're kind of getting in the way at times. You're trying to find the right mix where these guys have actually won pretty recently. So they're just trying to get back to where they were 2 years ago. I think you see a lot of the same players are in place. A lot of coaches are in place. So they know how to do it. They're trying to get back to where they were, where the Raiders have obviously been trying to figure out a solution for a long time. And now they're turning with Tom Brady and Pete Carroll. And that may work. But again, they're more kind of a desperate mode of like, you know, the last couple decades where the 49ers are not.
What is a fair expectation for this team, Vic? Because there's so many new players, yet you got a highly paid quarterback now, and the schedule is full of teams not expected to do that well. When you look at what they have, what do you think is fair to expect out of the Niners?
I think they're going to be back in the playoffs. I think you mentioned the schedule. I think that's a big deal. It's not really a tough schedule. Also, not in terms of just the teams are playing, but also the way that it's set up. There's a nice back stretch. There's not too hard of a leading up stretch the first month. So I think they're in a good spot. I mean, you're assuming these defensive guys step up, the rookies can step up and contribute. But you mentioned Purdy. I think Purdy, to me, is an established guy. I think he's a top 12, top 10 guy. But clearly a guy who I think is still – you're paying him for his four, and he still can get better. I think that's people are forgetting about his projections. So he definitely is going to be better and better as we're going the next few years. I think that's exciting for 49ers fans.
Vic, you mentioned Purdy. And again, I know we're just getting started, but I wonder if you notice anything different in terms of the way his presence kind of lands now because he's established, because the contract is in the rearview mirror?
Well, I've heard that he always had a kind of an underplayed swagger to him. Like, he always had the confidence, which you clearly have to have if you're the last pick in the draft and, you know, making the team and becoming the starting quarterback and kind of never blinking. But George Kittle today mentioned how even in practice now, like, there's a sequence there where Jennings ran the wrong route. It didn't quite right the way he wanted to run it. And Purdy held up the guy. He said, "Hey, man, don't effing do that." And he kind of called him out there. And or in the past, I guess that wouldn't have happened. So I think he's been more overstated with his leadership, more overstated with what he wants and his demands. So I think that's a good sign.
I know it's not camp yet, and the battles have not begun, but are there any positional situations that you're going to be intrigued by outside of the kicker, which, you know, is going to draw a lot of headlines because of the third-round kid who now has some pressure? But is there another spot out there that you're keeping a keen Vic Tafer eye on?
Like the old Lions kid. I mean, old Lions kind of an area where I know the Niners don't really treat that highly. It's not super important, but...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
But still, to me, as most of the guys are not really sure what they can do. So I'm watching their line. They may have been a guy in there. I think the secondary definitely is wide open. I think the Marcus Siegel's a rookie if they drafted. We might sneak in there at a safety starting spot at some point. So I think a lot of openings in both those spots. And you mentioned receiver. Like, there's definitely some need there for a receiver step up at some point.
Vic, let's go back to McCaffrey for a second. I wonder if you've got some insight on, even though he looks very, very healthy and George Kittle says he's still very, very, very good at football and all of those things, do you think they manage the workload a little bit differently this year?
That's a good question. I think they might do that in terms of training camp and maybe leading up to the season, because I mentioned Shanahan said they're going to kind of protect him from himself. He wants to push it as much as he can. He wants to show he's the guy he was, and you want to hold him back a little bit. But I'm not sure once we get to September if that's going to be the case. Where I think he's turned loose and clearly not going to run the guy 30 times a game, and he has some depth now, but I think let him be who he is and take advantage of it while you can.
Who's playing safety, Vic? Because Jair Brown's going to be out till camp, and I know Hufanga's gone, and Mustafa with the torn ACL that kind of surfaced after the fact. Who do you look at as a guy who can, or two guys rather, who can be back there playing safety?
Yeah, the only guy I really know that much about is Siegel, the rookie, who is hurt right now. He'll be back by training camp. He's the guy I thought would step up, but again, I'm not too familiar with the depth chart. You kind of mean, it gets to the safeties and the guards. I got to be careful because I'm still learning the roster. But I think Steve will be back by training camp. He's a guy I'd watch for to make an impact.
Hey, Vic, great to have you on, and welcome to the beat. I know we'll be doing it again. Thank you so much for doing this today.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay. Vic Tafer, The Athletic.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.